This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Bored of too many ads and dull, meaningless chat? We've got neither. Joy Drive, smart, fun radio.
Now, what makes the Australian Open even more special is that we have a Glam Slam, which is the largest LGBTQA+ event of all four Grand Slams. And Rowan D'Souza is the founder of the Glam Slam and president of the GLTA, which is the Gay and Lesbian Tennis Alliance, and joins us live from the Australian Open to tell us all about what is happening for 2024. Rowan, welcome to Joy Drive.
Yeah, how you going?
Oh, we've got you. Fantastic. Okay, let's get into it. The Glam Slam is now in its seventh year. What can we look forward to? What is it all about?
Well, the Glam Slam is an opportunity for all members of our community to participate in tennis and at the biggest stage of tennis at a Grand Slam and here at the Australian Open. This is the only place it happens because the Australian Open is the most diverse event on the tennis calendar. This year, we have 235 players from 35 different countries from all sections of our community, and it really is an opportunity for us to show our visibility and to show that we belong at tennis.
Oh, fantastic. How can we get involved in it across the 3 days?
Well, if you're not a player, you can come down and watch. And we're having matches both at Albert Reserve, which don't require a ticket, and then the outdoor courts at the MTC, which require a ground pass here at Melbourne Park. Come along and support our players. But the most important thing is on Sunday, we have the Grand Slam finals at Court 6, the revamped Court 6. Courtside bar is also seating. It's going to be drag queens on court, drag kings on court, then colour, light. It's going to just involve everyone. Come along on Sunday.
It sounds like heaps of fun. Is it true that the Australian Open Glam Slam might be a feature at the other three Grand Slams? I'm going to get my Glam Slam and Grand Slams all mixed up. But is that true? Could we have Glam Slams at the other Grand Slams?
Well, I'm working on it. Look, you know, there's a number of different factors involved in that, and one is whether or not it's possible. It takes a lot of resources, a lot of courts, a lot of time. And here at Tennis Australia, in the Australian Open, they give us a lot of resources because they want us to belong. They want us to be welcome. That may be possible at the other Grand Slams, and I hope it is in the future. So watch this space.
And also, of course, we've got Pride Night, and I believe also there's Pride Night in Melbourne, but also 21 tennis clubs right across Australia holding their own Pride Nights tonight, which is exciting.
Absolutely. And we jumped the gun a little bit. We had a Pride Night at Royal Park for our World Championships, and we had Millie Minogue performing, and they are a lot of fun. So if your local club is holding a Pride Night, go along, support. My thing is to have a drag queen and drag king in every club in Australia for Pride Night one day soon.
I love it, Rowan. That would be fabulous. Rowan, great chatting with you. Thanks for talking to us on Joy Drive.
Thank you, sir.
Have fun.
Thank you so much. You too.
That is Rowan D'Souza, the founder of the Glam Slam.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app. No matter where you are.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.